Please, dummy. You big dummy.
You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Time for You Big Dummy. And it's time to crown our Dummy of the Year. Dummy of the Year. All right, here we go. Dummy finalist number one. Dummy finalist number one. A competitive eater met his match when he tried to drink a gallon of Tabasco sauce and lost with disgusting results. The man, known as the L.A. Beast, filmed himself attempting to challenge in a video that has been watched over 3 million times. Caption said, in an effort to add another notch to his spice belt, the L.A. Beast happily accepted the challenge to drink an entire gallon of habanero Tabasco sauce, which has 7,000 Scoville heat units. After nearly 3 minutes of posturing, the man begins his task proclaiming, I can handle my spice. After the first glug, the man says, oh man, this is going to be harder than I thought. Eventually, the Tabasco wins and he ends up vomiting all over his apartment. A memorable dummy. Dummy finalist number two. Dummy finalist number two. A married pet shop. Oh, this was sent to us by Ken in Milwaukee. Thank you, Ken. A married pet shop owner in Oregon is accused of stealing money from his own store and leaving a primate as a tip for a prostitute. Police began investigating in early March when Zany Zoo Pet Store... I forgot that was the name of the pet store. Zany Zoo Pet Store reported the theft. Among the items stolen, $7,000 in Girl Scouts donation money and a laptop and a Galago primate named Gooey. After going through hours of footage, police identified Nathan McLean, the pet shop co-owner, meeting with a woman. Tracking her down, police soon discovered that the woman was an out-of-state prostitute. She explained McLean paid her with the Girl Scout money and then gave her Gooey as a tip. The primate was still with the woman, and animal services were called in. Gooey is now being cared for by a local animal sanctuary. Meanwhile, McLean's wife announced that she was removing his name from the business accounts and was in the process of moving the store. Dummy finalist number three. Dummy finalist number three. This was sent to us by listener Sherry. A Racine man faces two drug charges after officers allegedly found him trying to hide drugs in his rear end. To make the story even more bizarre, the man's last name is Cheeks. Racine police executed a search warrant for Winneal Cheeks, 33. After entering the residence, police got Cheeks to the ground, handcuffed him, and began to search him. Cheeks told police he could not spread his legs because of a sprained ankle. This made officers suspicious. A search revealed Cheeks had a clear plastic bag filled with drugs wedged between his butt cheeks, according to the complaint. Cheeks was released, was in the Racine County Jail as of Wednesday, record shows. All right. And finally, dummy finalist number four. Dummy finalist number four. And we do have this picture on our Facebook page. If you want to check it out, facebook.com/Nick D Show. A thief in England was caught on camera attempting to steal a Venetian blind by sticking it down his pants and up through his sweater. Surveillance footage shared by police shows the man standing in an elevator as the stolen blind sticks up through the hood of his sweatshirt. The man reportedly entered the store at about 2 p.m. on Sunday before sticking the blind down his pants and attempting to leave the store without paying. Staff from the store followed the man out of the store to a nearby path where he dropped the damaged blinds before running off. Police are seeking the man and have encouraged residents to provide any information about his identity or his whereabouts. And again, the picture of this guy with the blinds down his pants is on our Facebook page. So there they are. All right. We now have to vote. I don't see Vic in the new. Oh, there he is. Okay, let me recap real quick, and then we're all going to vote, and this is for the Dummy of the Year 2016. We got the dummy who drank the Tabasco sauce, L.A. Beast, and puked. We have the dummy who was married to a pet shop owner, got a prostitute, paid her in money, and a monkey named Gooey. We have the dummy who tried to smuggle drugs with his butt, and his last name is Cheeks. And we have the dummy who tried to steal a Venetian blind by sticking it down his pants. All right, Vic?
I have a question.
Yeah.
The guy, the Mr. Cheeks?
Yes.
Is he from Racine, Wisconsin? Is that...
My guess would be yes.
I think I remember the story.
My guess would be Wisconsin, yes. So Racine, yeah.
That makes it tempting to me personally because Jeannie's from Racine.
Oh.
So I kind of want to make him the dummy of the year. But
does she know Mr. Cheeks?
She does not.
Did she have drinks with him?
At Mariano's? Do they...
She does know Mr. Cheeks, Esmeralda, but not this Mr. Cheeks.
Hello, wait a minute now. Hold on a second now.
All right.
Geez, Vic working blue this morning.
I can confirm he is from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
All right.
Which is awesome. That's just, Racine is just such a cool town. But, okay. I'm torn, but the guy with the blinds,
yeah.
I love that picture.
It's one of the greatest images ever.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with the guy that did the video of the hot sauce, because if you haven't seen that video, he's got to be the dumbest guy in the world.
Okay. You're voting for the L.A. Beast.
But I respect him.
Voting for the L.A. Beast, okay? Dan, who are you voting for?
In the end, I started thinking, like, all right, well, the first one, I'm thinking, like, you do that at a party. You know, dumb, but you do that at a party. And then the guy who's hiding, you know, drugs in his butt... That could happen. You got the cops bearing down on you.
Yeah.
You know, that could happen. If I had a pet store, and I would be giving out free pets all the time. But there's no way in hell, after I put the Venetian blinds down my pants, that I'd be like, this is a good idea.
Okay.
So I will vote Venetian blinds.
You're voting Venetian blinds. Okay. Esmeralda, vote for the dummy of the year.
Gooey.
You're voting for Gooey.
Gooey. Come on.
All right.
Monkey named Gooey.
We have three separate votes. So, all right. These are all great, obviously, because they're the four finalists. But my vote is in fact good, because I'm not going to vote for Cheeks. So my vote is going to crown the dummy of the year. I got to go with the guy with the Venetian blinds down his pants. So, dummy number four, the thief in England with the Venetian blinds down his pants, dummy of the year for 2016. All right. And look at his picture. He can now be crowned dummy of the year. Check out our Facebook page. All right, there he is, the Venetian blind guy. Now let's start a whole new year of dummies. New dummies, here we go. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. Police have arrested a pair of drug dealers using a Burger King drive-thru to sell marijuana. Garrett Norris. God, I thought it was Garrett Morris. It's like two broke girls isn't paying him enough? What's going on? Garrett Norris and Megan Dearborn were arrested Saturday after police were tipped off. Police Chief Mike Wallace. What's going on with these names? Police Chief Mike Wallace said buyers would arrive at the restaurant and ask for Norris by his nickname. By his nickname, Nasty Boy. Once it was verified he was working, they would ask for their fries extra crispy. Money was exchanged at the drive-thru window. The drugs were not put in any food order, but they were sold in a separate container. Police said the operation did not involve the franchise owners and was restricted to the two employees arrested. The pair were released on personal recognizance bail and are scheduled to be arraigned on February 28th. Good start, I gotta say, good start. Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. A convicted art thief was arrested after he stole a car to drive from Miami to Washington, D.C., coincidentally, he was driving to D.C. in an attempt to get a presidential attempt to get a presidential pardon. Marcus Sanford, Patman, 45, was arrested Sunday after a license plate reader discovered the stolen car. According to police reports, Patman wanted to, quote, meet with Eric Holder because he was looking to get pardoned. The problem, besides the stolen car, is that Eric Holder is no longer the attorney general. Patman was seeking pardon for a 2009 conviction. At that time, he was caught selling two stolen Picasso etchings and a stolen Chagall lithograph with a combined worth of $500,000. Patton remained in Arlington County Jail on Wednesday on a charge of unauthorized use of a stolen vehicle, according to court records. No attorney of record was listed. All right.
La-dee-dee, hey, la-dee-dum is dummy.
Yeah. All right, we got a break here for the news. We come back, we got three more dummies left on the new docket of dummies for 2017. And that will continue right after the news, which is next. All right, welcome back, everybody. We are in the middle of You Big Dummy! We crowned our dummy of the year. It was Captain Venetian Blinds. You can see the picture of dummy of the year for 2016, and now we have a new batch of dummies. Three more to go right here. You big dummy. Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. This story was sent in to us by two people. First, our good friend from WGN Radio, engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Adam Phillips. Thank you, Adam. Adam Phillips. And Tim from Green Bay, who is our reader for this story. And for being our reader, Tim gets a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. All right, here we go. Dummy number three, take it away, Tim.
A woman called police in Australia to complain about the quote-unquote outrageous price hike on marijuana in her community. According to police, the woman was compelled to call after a drug dealer demanded more money than usual for a marijuana purchase. Completely offended, the woman demanded that police investigate this outrageous price hike, authorities said in a Facebook post. When asked for further details, the woman hung up. The police department added, if you know a drug dealer who is ripping you off, give us a call. We'd love to help. And now, back to you, Nick.
All right. There we go. Good job, Tim. He's got some radio pipes, doesn't he?
Sounded good.
It sounded like he was in a studio and everything. That was perfect. Sounded better than what we do on this show. All right. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. A Massachusetts man fighting a speeding ticket in court had a unique explanation. The officer's radar gun may have picked up a deer. The Newburyport Daily News reports that Dennis Sayers of Haverhill was clocked going 40 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone in New Westbury. He got a $105 ticket. He appealed in court on Thursday, asking Officer Royster Johnson if he was 100% sure that his radar captured Sayers' speed and not the speed of a deer that could have been in the vicinity. When confronted by a skeptical judge, the speedster replied that anything was possible. The fine was upheld. Deer, by the way, have a top speed of just 30 miles per hour.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy. I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. A government conference call was interrupted by a participant going to the bathroom and flushing the toilet for all to hear. The call involved the Alaska Marijuana Control Board. There were about 40 people on the line, including enforcement officer James Holscher from Anchorage. During his report, muffled noises were heard in the background and then a very distinct sound of a toilet flushing. Board member Mark Springer stopped the meeting and admonished the unknown flusher as being rude. Springer then asked the person to mute their phone, but the culprit was never identified.
Dummy.
right. We have to vote on our very first batch of dummies for the year. To recap, we got the dummies who sold marijuana to people with their fries extra crispy. And what was his name? Nasty Boy?
Nasty Boy.
Nasty Boy. We got the dummy who drove a stolen car to D.C. seeking a presidential pardon. We got the dummy who called the cops to complain about her drug dealer raising prices. We got the dummy who blamed a deer for his speeding ticket. And the dummy who went to the bathroom during a conference call. Good batch to start it out. Good batch. All right, Vic, who are you voting for?
Solid group today.
Yeah.
I looked into the art thief, by the way. He is not very dumb. He seems like he's just going through a rough time. I'm going to go with, first of all, it's illegal in Tennessee to manufacture, sell, or use marijuana. So to call the police and complain about the rising price of marijuana, that's pretty dumb. I'm going to go, who was that caller?
Ted.
Ted?
Yeah.
Rocked it. I'm going with
Tim. Sorry, Tim.
Tim? Okay, Tim.
Tim rocked it, and Adam Phillips sent that one in too.
Adam too, okay.
Yeah, so you're going pick. With a dummy complaining to the cops about the marijuana prices.
That's pretty dumb.
Yeah, it is dumb, and that's not the first time we've had a story like that, isn't that right, Dan? Hasn't people have called the cops before to complain about how much their drugs cost?
Yeah, it's smart, it's very smart.
All right, what do you got, Dan?
You know, I was torn between two. I mean, because seriously, how fast could a deer run?
I know.
But I will go with Nasty Boy and the extra crispy fries.
Okay. Esmeralda, what about you?
Nasty Boy.
Yeah.
I like the nicknames.
Yeah. And the extra for extras crispy. I want my fries extra crispy. by the way,
do you think he gave them the fries too?
Well, they were in separate containers. It said in the story that. Like,
oh, okay, so yeah, yeah so. Yeah. But I wonder, were they extra crispy?
Who knows? I don't think anybody's going to complain because they're high. I want to say
if they do, they'll call the cops.
Nasty Boy sold me some crispy fries that weren't crispy when I bought marijuana from them. I'm going with Nasty Boy and Extra Crispy as well. I'm sorry, Vic. I have to go with that. And one of the other reasons is because there was a tag team in professional wrestling called the Nasty Boys, and they were idiots. So that's it. Nasty Boy and Extra Crispy. All right, good batch for our first segment of the season. All right, we can get a couple of these in, right? Yes,
yep.
Can we? All right, let's try and do this thing. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck. F-bomb.
Out of context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
That's right. Straight out of context. This is when you listen to our radio station 24/7. You should anyway, because our station rules. Whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context, it sounds dirty, jot it all down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Are we ready, Dan?
We begin with Celine. She heard this one of Mary Vandeveld.
Did you pull something?
All right.
Eric submitted this one of Wendy Snyder.
But as soon as they say don't do it, there are those people who have to do it.
Mm. That's right. All right.
All right. We have to thank Rachel. First time submission here. Emailed these beauties of Roger Badish.
So you can put your hands in your pants, grab things that are nice and warm in there. Because it's very long. It goes down to, like, my mid-calf.
That's a Rachel first-time
yep.
texter, or first-time in. All right.
Not to be outdone. Here's Mike Steven from Brian.
These are big. It's like the eighth wonder of the world.
Okay.
And then here's an exchange between Mike and Lou Manfredini from Brian and Johnsburg AJ.
Did you give it to her?
Yeah, she loved it.
Oh! Oh! You can hear more filth like that Saturday morning at 6 a.m. All right, we're breaking here. We got weather, we got traffic, and we'll come back, and we've got more Straight Out of Context, Nick D's Show Spies, and then Fly Jams Friday, where we get all funky, get your requests going, 312-981-7200. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy. F-bomb.
Out of context, context, context.
Yeah. All right. Context. We're back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN.
Out of context, context,
and,
context, context, context.
Fly Jams Friday is coming up, and get your requests in. And we also have a Blackhawks Express to play. The Blackhawks did all they possibly could to lose that game last night, but they did win. All right, straight out of context, we're back. Dan, are we jumping right back in?
We are. Jesse sent in this one of you.
It is a huge package. all right.
And another one of you from Wild Bill.
Come on. No one will play with me. Story of my life. All right.
Jesse heard this one of Sam Paniatovich.
In case you were wondering, he laid it in.
Whoa! All right.
Steve brings us this one of Wendy.
Tom Brady had ball issues.
Yeah, well, I knew that was going to come back at some point. That had to. All right.
Matthew submitted this one of you.
Bump package. What? Well, where did? What was that?
You were referring to a two for Tuesday bump package.
Oh, bump package. Okay. All right.
Buck emailed this one of Esmeralda.
No shirt on and hanging out.
Wow. All right.
Harold and a couple of texters sent in this one of you.
How did that come out of my mouth? Whoa. Okay.
Pat heard this one of Dean Richards.
Love the tickle game.
Dino. All right.
Gene submitted this one of you.
The nerds are finally on top. All right.
Ken in Milwaukee emailed this one, a Violetta Podramatic.
I do like it loud.
Oh, boy. All right.
Mark sent in this one of you.
Well, let's get a little piece of this real quick, then. What? Okay.
And another one of you.
Come on.
Barb and Wild Bill.
Something might pop up that might not be appropriate for work. That was Lenny Kravitz conversation, I believe.
There occurred this one of Dean Richards.
After the show, we're going to go to the inflatable fun zone.
Yeah, I don't.
What the hell is going on Sunday morning?
That was a Cochran.
Oh, that was Cochran?
That was on the Cochran show.
Oh, it was on the Cochran show. Oh, all right. Well, we all know what goes on that show.
Eric also submitted this one to Bill Leff.
Just continues to get bigger and bigger.
Oh, man. All right.
Lake Geneva Dan brings us these late entries of Lou.
There you go, Esmeralda.
What's that? Is it just like exactly what it sounds like? I'm going to put my hand in there.
All right.
Ken heard this one of Rokan.
I've been down there and I've seen that he's got coconut lotion down there.
What? Huh? All right.
Ken in Milwaukee also emailed this one of Kevin Powell.
That'll be tough to pull.
I miss K. Powell. All right.
Jesse sent in this one of Dean.
Put some nuts out.
All right.
Billy heard this one of me. They estimate that he'll pop out about 7:25 a.m. Eastern time. Very precise. And finally, Adrian submitted this one of you.
If you don't have anybody, you may as well love yourself. Oh, man. So I dominated this week.
Yes, you did.
What was I doing? What the hell, man? All right. You all have filthy minds. I'm an innocent man. Everybody knows it. All right. No one else can dance like you. So what's all of us? There ain't
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
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 Like us.
That's right. All right, Spies, Nick D's show, Spies. That's when you listen to this radio station 24-7. Whenever anybody says my name, talks about me or the show, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, what do we got, Dan?
We have one spy entry this week from Brian. It's just a quick mention here. It's from the John Williams Show. It's producer Griffin. They were doing their weekly Vibe Score segment where they talk about things that are trending in the world. The movie Split came up, and you came up during the course of the conversation.
I think it looks pretty fun. He had a couple, you know, he obviously started his career with some great movies, The Sixth Sense being the most notable, but Signs and Unbreakable. I like all those movies a lot. And then it was a downward spiral starting with The Village that people didn't totally care for. And then there's movies like The Happening and The Lady in the Water. And then a bunch of ones you probably don't even remember. He had a real slump, but The Visit was pretty good a couple of years ago. So I'm kind of Nick DiGilio like this one. I also got a text from somebody who said they walked out. So
really?
They didn't care for it.
Wow.
So I don't know. I don't know what to expect. I'm kind of intrigued, though.
Yeah, it's the only M. Night Shyamalan movie I ever liked. And in fact, it's the only one that I didn't hate, because I hate all his movies. I hate them all, but I liked Split. Esmeralda, you saw Split.
I did.
You liked it, right?
I liked it.
Yeah.
But that...
That ending.
That end bit. Yeah,
I know. The last
kind of makes me mad.
Me too. The final shot is absolutely astonishingly ridiculous.
It's just like, come on, M. Night.
Yeah.
You're doing so well. And then.
I know. And it was like, you know what? And then, like, at the end of the movie with that last shot, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. M. Night Shyamalan did direct this movie. I had forgotten for the first hour and 45. And I think you would agree with me, Esmeralda. It's dominated by James McAvoy. He's just,
oh, yeah,
he's
sure.
So good. So good. So anyway, yeah, I Griffin, I liked it. But if you know my history with M. Night Shyamalan, that's a shocker. Shocker.